B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Yeah. Lurch Stevens. Mike Missinelli. Mike. 97.5. We live. It's like coming to you live from City Line. You know the time. 2-6, Mikey Miss. 97.5. No matter where you at, tune into the show. I'm telling you, television, telephone, radio, let's go. He got the city on lock, and it ain't a question. Been on top a long time, and he's still flexing. Came a long way from the barrel that raised him. But never forgot where he came from. Cause he taking your calls, talking about ball, talking about life, man, he talk about it all. Smooth on the mic like a fadeaway from Jordan. He turned into a beast when that lifesaver caught him. Top shelf, A1 guest around the globe. Best interviews and topics you didn't know. Sparring with callers, back and forth like a Google chat. His resume speaks for itself, yeah, you can Google that. There he is, it's the man you've been waiting for. The sports talk author Fonzarelli, Mike Missinelli. Yeah. Mike Missinelli.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody. I just love that chill groove for Friday. It's the Mike Missinelli Show. It's not going to be a chill Friday, Doug. We have a lot of things to talk about. And not only that, but it's the first time ever that it's a general knowledge Friday. First time ever also that Brian Westbrook will participate in General Knowledge Wednesday. So let's get on with it here as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. You know, the Flyers are one of these modes where you go, holy crap, this team is like impenetrable. They watched that game yesterday. They just smothered the Caps. So that's like a few games in a row now where you're seeing a profile and a personality of this team. And the only thing that you have to worry about, and I don't know if it's a legit worry or not. The Flyer fans, you can determine this. Because there's word going through the NHL that the teams that are playing for the seeding aren't really playing that hard. Now, the Flyers are playing hard. So I'm not going to fault them for playing hard. But if you're watching hockey, now I'm just going to tell you, I was privy to a conversation with somebody who was in a direct communication with one of the coaches in the top four of both conferences. And that coach was lamenting the fact that he couldn't get his team to play hard. And he says he's looking around the league and the quality of hockey for most of these teams that are playing in the top four has been crap, which is indicative of the fact that they don't care that much about the seeding games and that they're going to turn it on in the playoffs. Now, I don't know how much that is true. You can decide for yourself. All I know is that I'm watching a team that is grinding it out every shift. And if the other teams don't want to participate in that, that's to their detriment. Because you can't look at this team and go, they're going to burn out. You know, they're not enough games for them to burn out. So if they're going to play at this level going into the playoffs, I don't think there's going to be any drop-off if the other team is going to pick up their level. This is a legitimately good team. And even with a backup goalie, what did they give up, 16 shots yesterday, that team? How many shots did Washington
17,
get?
He only had 17, 16 saves.
17 shots. Think about just them getting 17 shots. That means that other team's smothering you. And from top to bottom, that's what they're doing. So this is a day to celebrate the Flyers and to be a little apprehensive about the Sixers, I guess. The only way I'm apprehensive about the Sixers is Ben Simmons can't play in the playoffs. Now, I don't know what the circumstances are going to be. I'm pretty sure that they're not going to play him for the rest of these games. When we go into playoffs, if he's held out, then you know they got no chance. If he comes back, he's got to be 100%. We don't know that. It's a big uncertainty right now. So here's where the fan base is. They're not engaged with the Sixers right now. They don't think the Sixers are going to be able to get this done. No matter how many forces you want to throw in there. But this Ben Simmons thing is very problematic. Because you know without Ben Simmons, as much as you dislike him, the fact is they don't have an engine if they don't have Ben Simmons on the floor. And that's the end of that. So we're in a holding pattern for that. The Flyers, where it's full bore ahead. The Phillies, they split with the Yankees. Nice job last night as they survive the bullpen having to go five innings, which everybody, when you're watching that Phillies game, your heart was in your throat the whole time. Oh, my God, they're bringing this guy in. Oh, my God, they're bringing this guy in. The first guy who succeeds is Tyrone, your favorite. The Olis Guerra succeeds yesterday.
Yeah, a bit surprising.
Gets a clean inning.
Yes.
And then your boy Pivetta comes in. And I listened to Girardi afterwards because he doesn't want to not give credit to everybody. So he goes, hey, so Nick, you know, he got through it. Nick gave up a two-run homer that put them back in the game. Come on.
Right.
Come on, Joe. You know, I don't care if he got the other outs. He gave up a two-run homer. And then Alvarez did a nice job, and he finally got Neris. And here was the whole game revolved around one pitch. And it was when he brought up Aaron Judge in a pinch hitting role. And Aaron Judge got a first pitch fastball right down the middle, and he took it. I guess he was expected to split.
Yep.
So he took a fastball, and that was a pitch that he could have hit 500 feet. And from that moment on, they had him, because then he got him 0-2.
Yeah, I was a JT, who was the best player, Ramuto, yep, calling that first pitch fastball, kind of knowing. And apparently, Ricky Pitalico said in the postgame show, they've noticed that on film. Guys are looking for the split, and they're taking these fastballs.
Oh, and that's good scouting. That's good scouting. And if I'm Judge, you know, I don't know what he's thinking there. He's only going to get one pitch to hit. And if that pitch was right there, you know, that's his bad. But they get out of it. And the Phillies is a split. They go 2-2. Now, yeah, there's a lot of things to talk about with the Phillies as far as guys that aren't performing. And it's getting worse and worse for a couple of guys on the right side of the infield.
Since you brought it up, part of the reason Eflin pitched better than I expected, because I thought he was going to get shelled.
Mm-hmm.
He would have been able to go longer in that inning if not for that Jetpack's error.
Yeah.
So he throws 20-some pitches in that inning after that. It's not all Jetpack's fault. Errors happen, but that's one that he needs to catch.
Mm-hmm.
And then you couple that with him now batting under 100 and another 0-for-4. I'm worried about Jetpacks at second base.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You know, it's funny. I'm watching the game yesterday. I said something in my head right before Ben Davis said the same thing, because I'm watching him hit. And I go, man, he's jumping at the ball. In other words, he's not letting the ball get to him. And Ben Davis said the same thing, like right after he swung it and then chopped two foul balls. He's anxious. He's over anxious, and he's trying to jump at the ball instead of letting it get deeper and waiting a half a count more. He's trying to go out with the bat and catch the ball instead of letting the ball come in where he can handle it. But that's fixable, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just a patience thing. So, I mean, I don't know, but he's going to fix it. But that's what I see in him. So, we'll talk about it. Now, General Knowledge Wednesday today is a pretty cool prize. Every caller that gets a correct question today gets a $100 gift card to Jasper's Backyard in Conshohocken. Now, that's amazing. All you have to do is get one right. Now, I don't know if that means I should make them harder or what. I guess I should make them a little harder. Because if you get one right, you're going to earn a $100 gift card. Jasper's Backyard, a great place. We had some food prior to the show from Jasper's Backyard. I was there last week for dinner. You go to jaspersbackyard.com and you can order takeout or delivery. Or you can dine, because they have a beautiful outdoor patio for dining. So you can reserve a table at jaspersbackyard.com. So, it's presented by Testo North America, the choice of HVAC techs who count on having the most accurate tools in their toolbox. When precision measurements matter, be sure with Testo. One of the other things I'm going to do today, in addition to the conversation, I want to solicit, since the Flyers, I think, finally have it together as far as picking personnel, I want to go back in time. You know, I got this email from a guy who listed a bunch of obscure Flyers. I want to go with the obscure Flyer bust out name. Now, I'm going to be the commissioner here.
Yes.
So if you bring out a Flyer bust out name, I'll either go, no, that guy's too famous, or that guy's not famous enough. You got to be like Goldilocks. You got to find the happy medium of a guy who was not famous, but not a bum.
Oh, this is gold.
Right? Like you know, the name that you go, I remember that guy, but he wasn't really any good.
This is amazing.
Yeah. So we'll do that, because I know we'll hear a lot of interesting names here. 610-632-0975. That is how you get in. The general knowledge categories for today: general knowledge, NBA top 10 league leaders of the decade. First line of songs, and now I'm going to educate you. Shakespeare quotes. Now, I assure you won't have to know anything about Shakespeare. These are quotes and sayings that you have heard and maybe not even connected to Shakespeare. So these are well-known phrases.
Okay. And you have to say what play they're from?
No, you have to just fill in the blank.
Oh, fill in the blank. Okay.
Fill in the blank of a Shakespeare quote.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah,
we
that's
all
great.
Set?
Yeah.
All right. It's the Mike Missanelli Show. A fun Friday here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
All right, it's 2:18. It's the Mike Missanelli Show on General Knowledge Wednesday. We got some fun today. Brian Westbrook joins us at 4 o'clock. Taryn Hatcher, who will opine on the Flyers coming up at 3. Taryn Hatcher from NBC Sports Philly. All kinds of good topics today, including Sixers tonight as a solid favorite without Ben. I like him.
You do?
You don't like him. You're a little scared of this game, aren't you?
Yeah, because the way they've played against Orlando in general. Mm-hmm. And they already double and beat 100 miles an hour before they were one. And now he's seen even more double teams. I just wonder who he's going to pass it to.
Okay.
Out of these doubles. Because Ben's a good cutter.
Yeah, I mean, you would think that Vegas would look at that as well.
Yeah, and they're 5-point
favorite. 5.5-point favorite. That's a Sixer line, I think.
And 90% of the money on the Sixers side.
Wow,
so
there you go.
Yeah, it's screaming Sixers.
Okay. All right, let me just give you a couple Flyers at the top of my head here. That I just thought of. Let's go. This guy might be a little too famous. Keith Acton. Is he too famous? Was he too good of a player to make this list?
See, he was in my childhood.
Woody Acton. They used to call him Woody was his nickname.
Yeah.
Woody Acton.
I think that's a good name because he's a forgotten guy.
Okay. How about this one? Terry Karkner.
Where's Karkner? What is he from? I don't remember.
He's a defenseman.
From what era?
Terry Karkner, when did he play? He probably played in the 90s, I would think, right?
Let me see.
Where did Terry Karkner play?
I don't remember him for some reason.
He played from 86.
He played a lot of games for the Flyers.
86 to 99.
He was 99?
I mean, that was his playing career.
He was like 5 years with the Flyers, so he left in the 90s. But he played in the 90s.
Okay.
Terry Karkner played a lot of games with the Flyers.
All right.
All right, let's go with... this guy was a Ranger, but you remember he was controversial. I can't remember for what reason. Michael Delzato.
Oh, I remember Delzato.
Delzato. That was fairly recent, right?
Yeah.
Well, he was controversial because he was a ladies' man, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. What was the? Yeah. What, there was something that he was involved with somebody. You're right. Didn't he get catfished? Something like that?
Yes, by Lisa Ann the porn star.
Lisa Ann the porn star? Catfished him?
Yeah. No. He
climbed up in the DMs.
And she did not want to date him.
Oh, he tried to date pushing. Lisa Ann.
Yes.
At least allegedly. She,
I remember that. That was not that long ago.
Yes, he was harrying her regarding dating in 2014. Yes. She, Lisa Ann, has admitted that she has done things with pro athletes, partially because the athlete won't say anything and she won't say anything. Uh-huh. And I guess he wouldn't take no for an answer, according to Lisa Ann.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that Delzato. Yeah, he was like a ladies' man in New York playing with the Rangers.
Yeah.
He came down here and he took that rep down here.
Yeah.
All right, one last guy, because this guy was recent. Val Filppula.
Oh, yeah.
Val Filppula?
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
I feel like he was okay, right? No?
I don't think he played here very long.
No, I don't think he did either, but
Val Filppula. He was a center, I think, right? Yeah, I think he was a center. He was like a backline center.
Yeah, these are all good names.
All right. All right, our 2 p.m. sponsor, by the way, is Ferguson HVAC Line Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors, to visit Ferguson's County location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. It's time to start a Twitter poll. That's brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. If you're looking for new outdoor power equipment, check out Paul B. Moyer and Sons in Doylestown. They have it all, and they have great customer service. They'll tell you exactly what you need, and it'll tell you how to use it also. Order online, paulbmoyer.com. Natalie, what do we have today?
Thanks, Mike. Over 200 votes on this one early. Some NHL coaches are suggesting the round robin teams are not playing hard. Do you think that is a factor in the Flyers winning? 16% say yes. 84% say no.
I know that Flyer fans are going to be dug in. Don't you dilute our accomplishment here.
Yep.
Let's go. Playing hard.
What was one of the comments, Natalie?
Someone said, granted, they are a shoe into the playoffs, but you're still facing for the right to have the top seed in the playoffs and historically a bit easier road in the playoffs from a numbers perspective. But anything is possible in hockey. So,
yeah, listen, I don't know whether to give it credence or not. I'm just telling you that I was in a conversation with somebody who was in a direct conversation with the head coach of one of these top eight teams. Well, one of the top seven because it wasn't the Flyers coach.
Somebody else said that's a terrible excuse.
Listen, don't blame me.
On Saturday,
just the messenger.
I kind of want them to lose.
You want to lose
in the Eastern
Saturday?
Conference? In the last 16 years, no one seed has made the finals.
Yeah, see, that's why it doesn't matter that much. I know a lot of people. Well, you don't want to see it, but there's no home ice advantage, and even if you had home ice advantage, it means less in hockey. So it really doesn't mean anything. But how the team is playing from game to game means a lot to me.
Yes,
and they
Lightning
can sustain that kind of level.
Lightning are also playing really well.
Yeah, so we'll see. Yeah. We'll see what happens. Let's go Gene Doylestown, start things off. What's up, Gene?
Good afternoon, Michael.
Hello, Gene. How you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to talk about the Flyers because, as I pointed out to the young man that answered the phone, I don't know how many people noticed yesterday, but that lineup was without Gostisbehere, and it was without JVR. And that was by choice. They were both healthy scratches. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. You know, Pitlick played a great game. So did Braun and Meyer. So, you know, it's a very deep squad. So I don't care, like I said, these other guys that are not playing as hard or, you know, let them build all that confidence, get a full head of steam going in and, you know, keep rolling their lines the way they're doing it. And let's see what happens because at some point, everyone's going to start playing for real, right?
So, yeah, it's Vigneault is brilliant in that. Now, I don't think he likes Gostisbehere. I think he's given him enough chances. I think he's out on him, but he definitely wanted to send a shot to JVR yesterday. Scratching him. That's a typical veteran coach saying you're underachieving and now you need a kick in the ass. How you like sitting up there?
And I love it. I was talking about this earlier with a friend of mine, and I said, That's what I like about this guy. He don't care how long you've been in the league, how much money you're making. If you're not performing to what he wants, you're not playing. He's going to get someone else to do it.
Yep.
And I love it because, hopefully, you know, if he plays JVR tomorrow, he has 2 goals and 3 assists. You know, God bless him. But I thought Pitlick played a great game yesterday. I don't see any reason to take him out of the lineup.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to rely on – the young kid, and he'd rather have JVR in there, but I think he's sending a message. Dude, you may miss the Stanley Cup playoffs if you don't buck up.
And I love it. I really do. It's no coincidence this guy takes every team to the playoffs. It's not the finals.
Yeah, he's a savvy coach, man. He really is.
And these guys apparently have bought in. So, like I said, whether the other teams are trying or not, these guys are playing their system. They're working their system well.
Yep.
Playing a smothering defense. I mean, I just don't see teams just being able to turn it off.
I agree with you. Yeah, they seem to think they can just turn it on, maybe in for a rude awakening. All right, let me give you your general knowledge question. For a $100 gift card to Jasper's Backyard in Conshohocken, what is the largest state by area in New England?
The largest state by area in New England. Largest state. Let's see. Massachusetts?
Oh, it starts with an M, but it ain't Massachusetts. It's Maine.
Yeah. Forget about Maine sometimes.
Yeah. It reminds me of a line in Public Greenwich Village where he's arguing, Mickey Rourke's arguing with Daryl Hannah. And he says, hey, Diane, I ain't going to go up to Maine and start chopping wood.
That's where you go.
That's where you go?
Yeah, that's where you go.
That's where I go.
Naturally.
That's why I go. And then later on, as they're in an argument, Daryl Hannah says, the men in Maine make you and Paulie look like spoiled brats. That's where I go with me.
Some people go to Lobster.
Yeah, that's
nice.
Mike goes to the Public Greenwich Village.
Yeah, that's one state I never need to visit.
Maine? I've heard it's incredible.
Maine. What's wrong with Maine? What's the problem? You want to go to the outdoors of the Great Northwest? What's the problem with going to Maine after the outdoors?
I've heard it's beautiful. Yeah.
I'm sure
breathtaking.
It is. I don't think I can be the only black person in the whole state.
Well, what do you think you want to go to where? Oregon?
Seattle.
Seattle.
Or Portland. There's black people, not a lot, but they're
awesome. I thought you wanted to go more into the country where you can fly fish.
No, I guess. You fly fish on a day trip, you drive.
I don't know. I thought you wanted to live in the wilderness. What do I know?
That'd be like if you live in Philly, you have a shore house, Mike. You can drive down an outlet without traffic.
I misunderstood. I didn't know you wanted to go city northwest, your Great Northwest.
I just want to have the option of a car trip in my car, drive to the nice area, do a little fishing, and then drive back to civilization. I'm not living out there. No one can hear you scream out there. Can't live there.
You can own the land. You'd be like John Dutton in Yellowstone. Ty Dutton.
Here's the thing. I'm from here. Somebody shows up on my land and I need to move them.
Yeah.
So now I have to do that?
What's the problem with that? They got the double barrel. First of all, you shoot the rock salt at them.
There you go.
And then it's as a warning.
Yeah. This is not me.
Come on, man. You got to the front porch. It's like Denzel in the Pelican Brief. Right, he's in the hideaway hut with Julia Roberts. Came right out to the steps with the shotgun.
I know myself. I'd be on a constant alert. I'd be going to my property. I have strings tied to the end. Anybody that steps on my property.
That's what they said about set up booby traps.
Yeah, I can't be setting booby traps.
Why not?
Because I don't want to live like that.
A couple limbs over a big, dug hole. Boom.
What happens if that person's like a former Green Beret and knows how to move? And now I can't. No one can hear me.
What's the former Green Beret going to be doing? what's he coming on your property for?
He's got a lot of skills, a lot more skills than I have. He might end up taking the whole house and there's nothing I can do about it. Nah, man.
All right.
Seattle it is.
You steal your record collection? What's he going to do?
Take the whole
Beret
house.
Guy. All right, let's go.
Up in the basement.
Go to Thomas and Broomall. Thomas, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Thomas.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on, Tom?
Good. I'm going to talk about the Phillies win last night. It was a bounce back win. They sure kept it close at the end. Voight, I thought that was going to go out.
He's got under that.
Yeah.
He smashed that.
But this lineup, most of the guys on this lineup struggling, Cutchin, Kingery Hoskins. I don't know if the lineup's out yet or not. Do you see, sitting Hoskins or sitting Kingery or DH in one of them?
Yeah, I think he's going to have to do that.
I know
he wants to give him a chance to break out of it. It's tough not to want to give him that chance because you can't bench guys. It's just such a short season. You want to get these guys going. So he's in a dilemma. But I can see exactly what's happening to both of those guys. Hoskins just has lost confidence. And Kingery has lost confidence too.
He doesn't wait for the pitch.
Yeah, he's jumping at the ball.
It sucks as a Phillies fan that the Marlins are doing so good when we're not, and they had the same amount of time off than we did, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what their success is, but
I don't know. I don't know what to think about this team. I really don't.
Yeah.
They got good enough pitching in this series to win a couple games. Starting pitching, that is.
Yeah.
All right, man. General knowledge question.
Okay.
All right. NBA top 10 league leaders of the 2010s. So we're talking about this decade.
Okay.
All right. Let's go with total assists. Who leads this decade in assists with 6,462?
I would have to go Westbrook with that one.
Russell Westbrook is correct. Wow. I wouldn't have guessed Westbrook.
He's averaged a triple-double. those three.
Yeah, I think it was one other guy I had in mind.
Who'd you have?
Chris Paul.
Yeah, that's what Booney thought as well. Yeah, he's missed games.
Well, okay.
He's missed games. Westbrook, for the most part, has been pretty durable.
Mm-hmm. All right. There you go. Thomas misses out. Let's go to Sean in Audubon. Sean, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sean.
Hey, what's up, Mike? How you doing?
What's up, Sean?
Yeah, I tried to call yesterday before the Flyers game. My phone was active. I don't know what was going on there. But
yeah, your phone was a little goofy yesterday.
Yeah, it was weird. I don't know. I was trying to talk about the Flyers before the Caps game and how they needed to attack. Because if you watched the Caps before, when they played Tampa, they were hitting everything that moved. So I was a little nervous. I didn't want them to, you know, get out of character and start hitting everybody. But you know, all four lines are running. Mm-hmm. You got the TK, you got the Hayes, you got the Scott Walton line going with 8 points, which is ridiculous. The play, and I mean, G's kind of like a ghost right now, so he needs to step it up a little bit. But
I don't know, their first line is really playing well, checking wise. They're turning to a defensive line, which is fine if you're a second line scorer and in other lines, and they are so. Yeah. So far, so good. I'm not going to complain about their lack of offense yet.
The one guy I would say that everybody needs to watch, and I think this is probably his coming out party, Phil Myers is taking his game. I don't know what he did during the pandemic, but...
Yeah, you're absolutely right. He's a nice player.
He's on another level.
Yep, he's a nice player. I like him. He's going to be a good player.
Yeah.
All right, brother. You got an obscure flyer for me? Now, give me a score flyer comes here.
I go to Sean Dean.
You Poe Dean? Yeah, he got too much fame on this show over the past couple of days. So he's too famous for that list. Because he actually, he emailed me.
How about Roman Čechmánek?
The Czech, he's too famous. The Czech was a good goalie. That's okay. You tried.
Pierre-Edouard Belmar. He ain't famous.
That's pretty good. Belmar's a pretty good one. All right, here's your general knowledge question. First lines of songs. All right, I'm going to give you the first line of the song. You tell me the artist and the song.
Okay.
An old man turned 98. He won the lottery and died the next day.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, man. Nat.
Your Chardonnay. Alanis Morissette.
That's ironic by Alanis Morissette.
Classic.
Yes.
Great song.
Very classic.
You don't like it?
No.
Oh, you don't like that song?
It's not actually irony.
No, I didn't care about that. I don't know. It just missed me for some reason.
You not like her?
No, it's not that.
That album, Jagged Little Pill, is
a great album.
Is terrific.
The classic. Every song on it is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, every song was famous.
Even the one about Uncle Joey from Full House.
Yeah.
You know that?
What?
So you ought to know.
Allegedly was about Dave
album,
Coulier.
Was about Dave Coulier.
Oh, really?
Uncle Joey.
Allegedly.
Joey from Full House.
There was also for a while a rumor that it was about Felix Potvin back when he was playing for the Maple Leafs as the goalie.
She was involved with Dave Coulier?
Allegedly.
Yes.
They did date for sure. We're not, it's never been fully confirmed.
But
though.
She kind of alluded to the fact that that song was about him.
About him.
Those lyrics are every time you, what is it? Every time I scratch my nails down somebody else's back, I hope you feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's vicious.
I know.
She's high. That's why I don't think you like it, because she's like that. She's like a, you know, a revenge chick.
I did like that song more.
Yeah, but
than
I think the profile of her bugs you. She's a total revenge chick.
Yeah, I don't need that. Like, I didn't like that Before He Cheats song either.
Yeah, see, I do. I can get to the root.
I didn't like that.
I can get to the root. The revenge chick, Ty's not in on a revenge chick and wants to do you harm.
I'm not in on revenge dudes either.
Well, yeah, I get it, but you're not involved with the revenge dudes.
Yeah, like, come on, lady. Like, what are you? It's over. Move on.
Let's go. Rob in Westchester. Rob, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rob.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's going on, Rob?
Good. Oh, I wish I would have gotten that Alanis Morissette question.
You were all over that, huh?
Oh, man, I was going to kill that. But yeah. I was going to call, you know, about the another caller we mentioned about the coaching with Vigneault from the Flyers, but. Mm-hmm. What isn't it interesting? His style, and then you look at Brett Brown, who I am not a Brett Brown fan. I'd love to know what those guys do in practice. I swear, every game, no matter what's going on, and the Indiana game was a perfect example. They were killing Indiana. They were pounding the ball inside. They should have been winning by 15, 20 points after the first quarter. So, gee, what a surprise. 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Out comes Embiid. Next thing you know, Harris is out. Next thing you know, it's Ben Simmons out there with all the second kind of tier guys.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point of making Ben the power forward, and then he still brings the ball up, Shake Milton runs off to the side, is non-existent. If Milton is the point guard, he brings the ball up. Simmons gets the ball. What's his face? Brown should call timeout and say, Ben, what are you doing? Just like when Embiid takes a fallaway jumper with one leg. He's 7 foot two, for God's sakes. You know, there's just the coaching. It just
he's been like, what do you want him to do? Like score 80? You know, you can't like give him the ball in a post every single possession.
I didn't say give him the ball every possession.
I understand where you're down on the coach because his substitution patterns are kind of weird.
And the other guy mentioned it too. I mean, last night, no JVR, no Ghost. I think you're right. There is something about Ghost game that the coach doesn't like. But I think they are going to let him play the Florida game only because the power play, if you watched the game last night, not so hot.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I just think that he's one of those guys that Vigneault does not like the fact that he does not play hard up and down.
Well,
you know, I think that this coach is an older school coach who looks at effort and goes, if you're not 100% effort, then I got no time for you.
Right, and Ghost does take some.
He does. He's a little fancy ass sometimes.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, okay. Let me give you a general knowledge question.
Oh, wait, I got a couple of Flyer names for you.
Go ahead.
Sure.
Go ahead.
In your world, they might be too famous. Mm-hmm. Vinny LeCavalier. By the time we got him from Tampa Bay.
Oh, no, he was a famous guy, though. Yeah, you can't have him.
Well, I was going to say the same, too, with Forsberg. I mean,
no, you gave me two star players. It's got to be an obscure player. You gave me two stars.
I would say no.
Yeah, you can't. You can't.
Yeah, but originally you said a buck.
Are you arguing with the host there?
No.
All right. Shakespeare quote quiz.
Oh, what happened to the music?
So, what's four categories today, brother.
All right, go ahead.
All right, here it is. This is a quote. You got to fill in the blank.
Go ahead.
All right. A blank by any other name would smell as sweet.
A blank by any other name.
Oh my! I thought this was like a layup.
All right. Well, maybe it is. I'm gonna say a rose.
It is a rose.
How about that?
Boy, that was a guess.
You lose.
I mean, how many times have we heard that?
That's a Google.
A rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
That's a Google.
You don't like this guy, do you?
He Googled it.
Do you think so?
He had no clue, and then he goes,
all right.
Well, maybe he Googled it.
We'll eliminate him. I agree. We'll eliminate him.
Mike, you're looking for, like, the Gary Galleys of the world.
Yes, he didn't get it.
No.
They weren't good when they were here. That's not the point.
That means you can use Adam Oates.
Right.
And all these other stars.
Yeah, that's not the point of this little exercise. It's an obscure name flyer who was okay, but he was an obscure name.
Like Craig McTavish.
He might have been too good.
Was he too good?
He might have been too good. Plus, he was the last guy that didn't wear a helmet.
That's true.
And then
he
had to wear one because
he had fame for that.
Yeah.
His head hit the ice while he was playing for
the
house. Had to start wearing one.
That's correct.
Now they got it.
It's
got to
be like in between. Here's one. Here's a good one. Michael Hanzus.
Yes.
Is a good one. You know, when he was here, decent.
But
not like didn't rise to a, like, you know, really good player.
Okay.
Like an obscure decent.
Okay. That's good.
Now, he might be at the top. I see where you're going with that. He might be at the top because he did have some accomplishment.
Yeah. It's tough.
It is.
It's tough to agree.
This is a very delicate
situation.
Topic here.
Yeah, to get just so.
Yes.
So we don't know the time of the Flyers game, but partially is because they thought there might be some game fives. Islanders just eliminated the Panthers 5-1, so they will not be a game five in that series.
Okay.
So apparently we won't know until about 6 or 7 o'clock, which seems ridiculous.
Yeah.
That they don't know when they'll play, but one less chance of a game five because Islanders smacked them around a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break and General Knowledge Wednesday. $100 gift card for a correct answer today. We only had what? How about one?
One so far.
One so far. All right. Everything up for grabs. Mike Missinelli Show. 97.5 The Fanatic. Back after this. 3 minutes.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 244. Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. All right, let me try a couple flyer names on you to see if they're just right. All right, you know, not too soft, not too hard. The bed is just right.
Yes.
All right, let's go. Gary Galley.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Gary Galley.
Yeah.
Good one.
Just right.
Mike Knubel.
Ooh, but he was. He might
too
be
good?
Too
he
good.
Was too good?
Yeah.
Maybe you're right. Maybe he was too good.
But he was a cherry picker. Yes, he was a cherry picker. Yeah, that was the, you know,
yes.
Beef with him.
Knubes.
Knubes.
Yes.
Always by the net.
All right, now I got this one because this guy, this guy was so bad he was good. This is like, he was like Roadhouse, this guy. Sean Antosky.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
So bad. Really so bad he was good.
Yeah. That's a good one.
All right. Let's go back to the phones. John on a cell. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John. Hello, John. Oh, John's not there. Okay. Let's go to Brian in Hazleton. Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Mike. How are you guys?
Good, man. How you doing?
All right. Couple obscure flyers. I think I got two good ones for you. The first one, Alexander Day.
Alexander Daigh is a pretty good one.
And the other one that I have is Andy Delmore.
Andy Delmore played like, what, 10 games here?
Yeah, but he scored really...
He actually did.
Important goals.
He did. He scored some important goals, Andy Delmore. Wasn't he like from Brown or something?
Yeah, and then everybody around was calling him the next Bobby Orr.
Yes, I think he went to Brown, Andy Delmore. That's a good one. They're two good ones.
But just to your point about the seeding in the playoffs, I think you're right. Of the four major sports, I think hockey, the seeding really doesn't matter. However, the one thing that I will say is that it does matter in terms of the last change if you're the home team for the seeding.
I mean, that's such a small. I mean, I know a lot of hockey players with it's a major advantage, but it really hasn't played out that way.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm just saying in terms of the seeding, if there is one advantage to have in the playoffs, that would be it.
Okay.
But in terms of the optics of the way the Flyers are playing, I watched Bill Clement last night on the postgame show, and he said that the coaches took a survey of what teams would you worry about coming back in of not playing as well. Mm-hmm. The Bruins were one, and the Flyers were the other. And you can see how the Bruins are playing. I don't think the Flyers have missed a beat.
No, because I think the Flyers are energized. I think they have a proper blend of guys who are energy-filled guys, a good blend of veteran energy guys and a good blend of young energy guys. I think the Bruins are a little too old, and they couldn't restart.
Yeah, I agree with that assessment. And again, I think the coaching, as the previous callers have mentioned, that I think that's really coming into play. They've bought in, and you could see that all of them have bought in, and they're playing well.
Yep. Oh. All right, man. $100 gift card at stake here. General knowledge category for you.
I'll try.
All right, let's go with this one here. Complete the analogy. Baton Rouge is to New Orleans as Lansing is to blank.
Michigan?
Well, I went back. Baton Rouge is to New Orleans as Lansing is to blank. You would fail comprehension test here.
Not my strong point.
I'm not looking for the state. I was obviously looking for the city. Come on, man. That's a classic reading comprehension question. Baton Rouge is to New Orleans as Lansing is to Detroit.
Right.
Yeah. No?
The city, yeah.
Well, was that too difficult?
No, but I...
Wait, what else would it be? Lansing, Michigan, like what other big city are we talking about here? Like New Orleans, big city.
Oh, okay.
Baton Rouge is the outskirts city, and Lansing's the outskirts city, the big city, Detroit.
I may have failed that one as well.
Yeah, Booney got it.
Okay.
Really? I thought that was an easy one.
Booney
gets everyone.
But I can see where...
he got the assist one wrong.
The line of thinking would be
he
Michigan.
Gets most of them.
Gets most of them?
He doesn't get them all.
All right, I don't know that. Carl Dougherty.
I'm not sure.
That would come out of... that would be a big red pen
be a big red pen.
All right, let's go Drew in Swedesboro. Drew, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Drew.
Good Friday for everybody.
What's up, Drew?
I'll tell you. I got a couple names for you. How about this one? R.J. Umberger.
Good one. R.J. Umberger. Yes. They loved R.J. Umberger here. Loved him.
Blue.
He was terrible. Isn't he an American-born player? R.J. Umberger. Where's he from? Isn't he from Pennsylvania or something?
I think upstate Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Isn't he from Pennsylvania?
He's from Pittsburgh.
He's from Pittsburgh, R.J. Umberger.
Right.
There you go.
Right. Up in the hills.
Okay. That's a pretty good name.
How about this one? Brad McCrimmon.
No, he was too good. He was the beast. He was a stalwart defenseman, the beast.
He was tough, man. Yeah. He was a tough defenseman.
Yes, he was.
How about this one? Glenn Cochran.
Nah, he's a fighter.
He's famous too for fighting.
Yeah, he was too famous as a fighter. He's one of the top five fighters in Flyer history.
Well, you know who the top was.
What, Dave Brown?
Nah, I'd say
Schultze. First of all, the best fighter in Flyer history was Ben Wilson. He would kick anybody's ass.
Yeah, he was, man. I would agree. Right.
Ben Wilson would kick everybody's ass.
Stonehand.
He'd kill Schultz. Schultz might be like fourth on the list.
How about Wolfman Jack McElargy?
Nah, fake tough guy. Fake tough guy. Now, did you have anything you wanted to say about the Flyers here?
Yeah, I was just wondering about one of your guys told me already. I was just wondering about Rappel, if he's going to be making it back to the lineup.
I don't think he is, to be honest with you. It's that lower body injury. Shh, we can't give you any details. It's the NHL, it's a lower body injury.
Yeah, they're really vague on that stuff, man. Yeah,
well,
really
we already know it was a knee. So now, even the announcers have to say lower body injury.
I'll tell you another thing, man. I'd love to see somebody get a taste of that Tom Wilson. I hate that guy.
I got you, man. Listen, we might play general knowledge. Unfortunately for you, it's an NBA question.
No, it's fortunate. I'm good.
Oh, you're good? All right. This is the top 10 league leaders of the 2010s. Who leads the decade in steals?
How about Gary Payton?
The decade, bro. 2010 to right now, this decade.
Oh, this decade in steals?
Yeah, the 2010s.
I'm going to say LeBron.
No, LeBron is not number one. He is on the list, however, for total steals. He is seventh on the list.
That makes sense.
Now, Tyrone, can you guess two of the top three?
No way.
In total steals?
No.
No?
No, absolutely not.
Can you go number one?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I got no idea.
Fine, it's Chris Paul.
Oh, it is Chris Paul.
Russell Westbrook is second.
Yeah, so one guy that actually plays real defense in Paul, and another guy who doesn't in Westbrook, but gambles for steals.
The third one is going to be right in that wheelhouse. The third one's in the latter wheelhouse not playing on-ball defense, but cheating to get steals.
Cheating to get steals. I don't know.
Stephen Curry.
Yeah.
Is third.
Yeah, well, other guys all play defense. And he just scrambles around.
That's exactly. Yeah. That's like AI.
Yep.
All right. 610-632-0975. Coming up at 3:00, we'll talk to Taron Hatcher about this Flyer onslaught right now. Back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.